The readings today are real downers. Jeremiah is complaining to God. He does not want to be a prophet. He wants out of his vocation. He's had enough. But God overpowers him again and again so that he cannot stop preaching woe and destruction to the people of Jerusalem. The people did not want to hear this. He was about as popular as preachers who challenge our nation's racism. His countrymen mocked Jeremiah, like people who in the middle of a cold winter mock scientists who warn of global warming. Nor is Jesus having a good day. He has just praised Peter for acknowledging him as the Christ. He has given him the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Just made him pope. But when Jesus starts telling the disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, Peter rebukes him. Says, no, that can't be. Today's gospel is not good news. Today's gospel is bad news. Jesus is telling his disciples that if he continues to preach his message, he will experience opposition. People who prefer legalism to freedom, people who prefer revenge to forgiveness, people who prefer wealth to compassion, people who prefer power to service, people who prefer ideology to truth, people who prefer the status quo to reform, all of them will oppose Jesus. But it is not just Jesus who experiences opposition. If we follow him, we too will experience opposition. We too will be forced to take up our cross. Jesus does not promise that being a Christian will be fun. Jesus does not promise that being a Christian will be comfortable. Standing up for justice for low-wage workers and the unemployed, opposing racism and sexism, defending the environment, forgiving our enemies, caring for the sick, helping the poor, none of these things is easy. They are hard. They often engender opposition. Jesus is telling us, do not be surprised if we are treated like he was. If we are not treated like Jesus, then we are probably not following him very closely. But Jesus promises that if we follow him to Calvary, we will also follow him out of the tomb. If we follow him to death, we will follow him to the resurrection. For whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So, there's good news here, but it requires faith. It requires that we trust Jesus and follow him no matter what happens. We have to believe that God does not let injustice win. We have to believe that the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory and then repay all according to his conduct. Later in Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells us that the conduct on which we will be judged is whether we fed the hungry, gave drink to the thirsty, clothed the naked, welcomed the stranger, cared for the sick, visited the imprisoned. This is the true worship as described by St. Paul in his letter to the Romans. This week we have seen devastation hit not only Houston, but also South Asia, where more than 1,000 people have died and 441 million have been directly affected by flooding this summer. To be a prophet today is to say that all people who suffer are our brothers and sisters, not just those within our borders. We must also ask, what human actions have contributed to these disasters? How were they made worse by climate change, unbridled greed, political corruption, and exploitation of the environment? When we celebrate the Eucharist, we reunite what we do with what Christ did. We praise and worship God with the words, with our words, but also with our lives. We ask that the Spirit come upon us as it came upon Jeremiah to transform us into instruments for God's work. We ask that it transform us so that we become the body of Christ active in our world today.